Hello everyone, welcome back to Go With The Flow. My name is Flo, I'm the host of this podcast where we talk about self-improvement, personal development, travel, adventure, basically anything and everything. It's called Go With The Flow for a reason. It's a reminder to myself and everyone else to just go with the flow, not take life too seriously, and not to overthink things. It's an unscripted, unedited podcast, and I am coming to you from my bedroom. It is 1:30 in the morning and I'm about to sleep, but I felt this urge to record this podcast. It's been such a long time. If you're new here, I started this podcast just about a year ago. I haven't been very consistent with it, but I've had a lot of fun making it. And for anyone who's returning, I apologize for being away for so long. I was traveling, I was doing lots of things. If you want to stay updated on what I'm doing on a day-to-day, you can follow me on Instagram at noflomo. I do not post very often though, but I will try to be more consistent in the future and show my work more. But yeah, I've been absent and I've been meaning to come back to the podcast for a really long time and I haven't. I guess it's because I've been very perfectionist and I've been very, like, overthinking it, which goes against the whole point of go with the flow. And I guess I forgot this important part of why I started this podcast in the first place. I've been thinking about my next season, season 2 of this podcast, and trying to find a name for it. I really want to bring in some really, really interesting guests. Inspirational and guests who can add a lot of value to anyone who's listening, and just people I genuinely just want to chat with and get to know them a bit more. But before moving on to this second season, I wanted to finish this first season with a couple of episodes where it's just me by myself and talking about the things that I feel like I need to address before moving on, and just things that I want to get off my chest and also share with you guys. So, this is what I'm doing. I haven't been doing so well. These past 2 months have been really, really difficult for me. I don't want to go into details, but depression is really difficult. It is something that I wouldn't wish on anyone, especially when times are really, I don't know how to say this, but it's a constant dilemma of you should be grateful for what you have, but at the same time you're not feeling good at all. So it's like you're constantly in a state of guilt and it's just a vicious circle. But I'm getting better. I'm taking care of myself. And if anyone is struggling out there, I'm with you. You're not alone. You are loved and your feelings are valid. And whatever you are going through, you better trust that you have everything it takes, everything you need to get through this, and you will get through this. And tough times make tough people, as Bear Grylls would say, one of my all-time childhood inspirations. Sounds very cheesy, and I'm in a pretty good mood now, so I'm able to say these things. But a month ago, I would not have been able to say these things or believe them. So I know it's very difficult to believe, but things will get better. And just hang on in there, all right? So as I was saying, I wasn't feeling so well at all these past 2 months. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing the light, let's just say. It's been a lot more sunny and warm as well. Spring is coming out here in Europe, which helps a lot, definitely, because it's just been very, very cold and dark. And I've been trying to tap more into self-care, self-love. And one thing that I've done a lot of is doing things that I enjoy and actually allowing myself to do those things and those things only and for the sake of it. So let me explain a little bit. I have tried many things to get better. I've tried doing action. One of the main things that I've tried doing is action and hoping that by doing things, I will then, you know, get inspired or motivated, and that will come from the action, and I just need to get started and be productive. But while thinking that way for weeks and weeks and weeks at end, I was just putting this immense pressure on myself to be productive and do things when I wasn't actually physically capable of doing them. And so I would be constantly feeling bad about myself because I wasn't doing things that I thought would make me happy, and in turn happier or better, and in turn that was just making it worse. So a lot of different things, you know, happened and came together, and eventually I just like started allowing myself to not want to be productive at all. Just completely scrap that off my to-do list in every single day or week and just be literally just be alive and just try and find pleasure in the little things again. And that was very difficult for me because I wasn't finding pleasure in anything that I used to love. But very slowly I started doing that again. So I started by listening to music, and I would just lay in bed and listen to music that was supposedly music that I liked, but I didn't feel like doing anything. And then one day I just started dancing a little bit, and then I danced more and more, and it was exhausting, but it helped. It kind of filled my own cup a little bit. And then I did more of those things, like things that I like doing, you know, eating things that I love eating, and actually just really enjoying the moment in the present and not focus on, this is supposed to help me, this is supposed to make me feel better, why is it not making me feel better, I'm doing something wrong, or nothing I can do is gonna make me feel better, you know, like this isn't helping, which is like counterproductive, even though I'm not trying to be productive, but it's like not helping. So yeah, instead of thinking that way, I just decided, you know what, I'm really just going to focus on the present and focus on the actions of doing things and just really, really enjoy them and just be present and not focus on the pressure or the consequences or the expectation that I have from these actions. And that helped a lot. So I started becoming creative again. I felt creative after such a long time where I put this pressure on myself to be creative and do things and I wasn't able to. Now I'm starting to get those creative juices flowing, so I'm very excited. And I spent the whole day, not the whole day, that's a lie, the whole morning was spent in bed, but the whole afternoon yesterday just drawing with my cousin. We were on FaceTime and he was doing his own thing, painting, and I was drawing. And I just started with a little box and a pen, and I was like, I'm just gonna fill this box. And I drew lots of weird abstract things, and it was all like monochromatic, but it was pretty. And then I decided to do another one, and I did another one in green, and that was just all lines and asymmetrical things, and I just colored them in. And then I did another one in orange that was all like circles and shapes like that, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And I just did it for the sake of it, didn't do it for the outcome or anything, and it was amazing. I liked it a lot, and I hadn't allowed myself to do that in such a long time. I still wasn't feeling like I wanted to do that in such a long time. I didn't have the energy to do that, to be honest, but I did that and I felt good. And today I did it again. I also again didn't have the best morning, but in the afternoon I just started doing some art, and I did that for hours and hours, and in the evening I watched a movie, and then I continued doing this until pretty much now, like until I started recording this podcast, and I realized how much I really enjoy it and how much it helps me just express myself and kind of let out everything that's in my mind in a different way. Because for so long I've been trying to communicate how I'm feeling to myself and make sense of everything I'm going through with words, but there's a disconnect because it doesn't make sense. It's not rational, it's emotional, it's just some jargon that I don't understand. And doing it through art is a way for me to express it in a different language that I don't necessarily understand, but it is getting out there. It's flowing, I'm expressing myself, I'm letting these things out, and there isn't necessarily an explanation to it, or I don't necessarily understand what it means. No one else is probably going to understand what it means and interpret those drawings that I'm doing, but I am letting it out there without the pressure of trying to understand and make sense of everything that's going on in my mind. And there is something so beautiful to that, and I'm so happy. I'm very content, and today's the first time I've felt content in 2021. So, and that's why I'm recording this podcast right now, because I just felt like this is something I want to document for myself, for anyone else out there. It's a step in my journey of being a human and experiencing things and personal development. You know, development isn't always just positive, it could be negative, and that's why I like saying, you know, my podcast is about personal development. It's not just about growth and improving all the time. It's also, you know, going through the tough times and fighting through them, finding ways to cope and sharing them with other people who might also be struggling. But yeah, art is healing. It is, truly. And there's so many different forms of it. I just never really let myself, I never allowed myself to try them, because every time I wanted to try a new hobby or a new, you know, form of art or expression, I always wanted to be really, really good at it straight away. Or, you know, I would have these expectations on myself. Like, I need this equipment, I need this, I don't know, more motivation or something. And then I would just stay in a constant state of inaction and just not do anything. But I did this for years when I think about it now. Didn't learn instruments because of that, or didn't try new things because of that. I tried lots of different things. I'm not that way when it comes to sports or trying other skills. I'm very open-minded in that way. But when it comes to art, for some reason, I guess I just like never labeled myself as an artist, or yeah, as an artist. So I was like, I never really allowed myself the time to experiment, and I think we should all do that a little bit more, because once we give ourselves permission, you can do amazing things and you can get a lot of value from it. So yeah, highly recommend just taking a piece of paper and a random pen that you find and just filling the page with whatever it is that comes out of your pen and your hands, whatever it is, just start with that. I guess I've also kind of prepared myself to that subconsciously, to this whole like creating yesterday and today, and I think I'm going to continue doing this whole week and document it and like make a video about this on my YouTube channel. But I think I've been preparing myself for this by playing the ukulele. My brother offered me a ukulele for Christmas, and I've been taking a couple of lessons from YouTube. I haven't been very, very consistent with it the past couple of weeks, but I can play some chords and some strums, and that's been very nice. I really, really enjoy it, because I'm making progress, and I feel like I'm progressing, and I feel like there's a point, like a starting point and a point where I'm now, and I can see that difference. And I guess with art, I'm scared of not seeing that difference, but that's why I'm giving myself just like a day to finish things. I'm like, I don't want to work on one thing for too long, I just want to, you know, make something and then make something else and not really focus on making it perfect or making it the best I can. I just really want to focus on the act of making and enjoying it, because it's really fun and it helps me a lot. And it's time where you can think really and listen to music for hours and just be in your thoughts and introspect. I've been looking for answers everywhere these past months and trying to find ways to help myself and solutions and getting all this information. And honestly, it's only now that I've completely stopped looking outwards and looking for advice and help and these things, I've just decided to just do what I need, what I feel I need to take care of myself and to fill my heart and to fill my cup. That's been quality time with myself, not unapologetically, unconditional time with myself, as in there isn't a deadline, there isn't something I need to finish, and it's been wonderful. Yeah, I just wanted to share this because it's something that means a lot to me, and I know that one day I'll be listening back to this and be very proud of myself and be really grateful that I've recorded this. So yes, it is now almost 2 a.m. so I think I'm gonna go to sleep. Anyone listening, if you want to be creative, haven't let yourself be creative or haven't really felt like being creative in a really long time or giving yourself permission, this is your permission from me to you to just start. Take a pen, take a piece of paper and just start. Don't think about it too much. Just whatever it is that you want to try, whatever skill you wanted to learn, just give it a go and enjoy the process. Don't focus on the outcome. I will come back and record some more episodes in the very near future, hopefully. So stay tuned for those. And if I don't, please hold me accountable. If anyone's listening to this, message me. Hope you're well. And I'm very excited for the future season. But before that, I have some really good episodes coming up, finishing up this season by myself. I don't really know exactly what I'm gonna say. As always, these are unscripted, unedited podcasts, but there are some topics that I would like to address, like vague topics, so I think I'm gonna do those in the next coming days. So definitely stay tuned and I'll roll them out over the next weeks. Have a great night, everyone, or great morning whenever you're listening to this. If it's the morning, good morning. Hope you have a wonderful day ahead of you. And even if it's not been a good morning so far, you can always turn it around. And if it's an evening, it's evening time, night time. Hope you've had a wonderful day. And if you haven't, just take some time to relax, you know, breathe, take some deep breaths, and just know that every day comes to an end and tomorrow is a fresh start. And even if tomorrow isn't the best, there's always the day after to try again. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I will speak to you very soon. This was Go With The Flow. And now Flow is gonna go. Good night.